Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm Mike Clark, podcast editor for the Cochrane Library. Immunisation is a key component in the prevention of illness, and the Cochrane Review of Interventions to Improve Coverage of Childhood Immunisation in Low and Middle Income Countries was updated for the second time in December 2023. We asked lead author Angela Oyeita from University of Calabar Teaching Hospital in Nigeria to tell us about the latest findings in this podcast.
Low and middle income countries bear the greatest burden of childhood diseases and deaths. Most of these are infectious diseases. Immunization plays a major role in reducing morbidity and mortality from infectious diseases, especially among children. It is estimated that the traditional expanded program immunization vaccines, which was launched in 1974, prevents 2.5 million child deaths annually, mainly from measles, pertussis, tetanus, and diphtheria. They also prevent severe morbidity for millions more children around the world from devastating diseases such as poliomyelitis, tuberculosis, and meningitis. Immunization has the potential to do more. Increasing coverage with existing vaccines, as well as the introduction and increased uptake of a portfolio of newly available vaccines in expanded program on immunization, could save the lives of millions more children each year. Despite the global improvements in vaccine uptake, the progress in low and middle income countries is slow and yet to reach the optimal target. Getting children immunized remains a challenge in low and middle income countries, as about two-thirds of the 19.9 million unvaccinated children live in 10 low and middle income countries. Evidence is required to inform strategies to reach partially vaccinated and unvaccinated children in these countries. We reviewed evidence on strategies that could boost the proportion of children who receive DTP3 or Penta3 by 1 year of age, and proportion of children who receive all recommended vaccines by 2 years of age. We also looked for other outcomes that there was insufficient evidence for most of them. 41 studies involving 100,747 participants were found. The studies were conducted in four upper middle income countries: China, Georgia, Mexico, Guatemala, 11 lower middle income countries, Cote d'Ivoire, Ghana, Honduras, India, Indonesia, Kenya, Nigeria, Nepal, Nicaragua, Pakistan, Zimbabwe, and three lower income countries, Afghanistan, Mali, Rwanda. 11 interventions were found either as standalone or combined interventions. The interventions were grouped as recipient-oriented, health provider-oriented, health system or community-oriented. We found evidence that recipient-oriented interventions like health education, home-based record, may improve DTP3 or Penta3 uptake. Of the several health system-oriented interventions studied, the evidence indicated that integration of immunization services with other services may improve DTP3 or Penta3 uptake. Also, immunization outreach, either as a standalone or in combination with health education or non-monetary incentive, probably improves full vaccination of under fives. For health provider intervention, we are uncertain of the effect of supportive supervision on vaccine uptake. However, a combination of involvement of community leaders with training of health provider may improve DTP3 or Penta3 and measles uptake. Levels of impact varied between interventions. So did the certainty of evidence, which ranged from very low to moderate certainty. Rigorous studies of low risk of bias are needed to strengthen the evidence base.
Thanks, Angela. If you'd like to read the full version of this review, it's available open access from cochranelibrary.com with a simple search for Improving Coverage of Childhood Immunization.